Okay, before we go to open lines next hour, we've got an hour of phone calls with Marianne Winkowski as we talk ghosts. We're going to talk a little bit more about negative energy, too, and she's going to give us some tips on how to get rid of spirits in your house. That's next on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, Marianne, before we go to the many phone calls, how do you get rid of a spirit in your house?
There's two things that I always tell people to try first. The first thing is, if you are affiliated with a church, it never hurts to have the house blessed by an ordained priest or minister.
Will they come?
They will. It used to be that used to be their jobs in January and February to go around to all the parishioners' houses and bless the house, but they don't really do that anymore as part of their duties. But if you call, they will come. The one thing you do not want to do is get your hands on holy water and start throwing holy water around. That'll make them very angry. You do not want to do that. The other thing that you can do is get a smudge stick, and that is made out of sage or sweetgrass. And if you smudge properly and smudge every 2.5 or 3 weeks, that's going to make that earthbound spirit very lethargic, very laid back. The house will feel better. And eventually, that's going to get real old and they will leave. They will not retaliate against that. I hear people go, oh, it made it worse. No, you didn't smudge right. You have to smudge every room in the house. And you have to smudge every closet, because the one closet that you don't do is where they're going to be standing and hiding. So if you're persistent, it will work. Another thing that you can do is get raw tobacco.
Raw tobacco?
Yes.
All right, where do you get raw
tobacco?
Where do you get that?
Some health food stores actually carry it now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And if you make a little... put some of it like in a little bag and put it over your doors, that actually will deter ghosts from coming in too. Another thing that works terrific is sea salt. If you put sea salt around the perimeter of your house, that will make them think, it won't stop them 100%, but it will definitely make them think twice about coming in.
Of course, your neighbors will think you're nuts, right?
Yeah, well, sea salt's pretty fine. Don't worry.
Hey, you'll be out there with a little carton of sea salt walking around your house going all around the house?
Right, yeah, around the perimeter, exactly. Now, be careful, because salt will kill, flowers or that. So keep
right,
it close
so you got to be really close,
close
to the house,
right.
Close to the house.
But you could even maybe avoid all of that by carrying a little package or a little jar or baggie of sea salt in the car with you. And if you're a person that goes to antique stores or flea markets or secondhand stores, anything you buy that's secondhand or used, before you put it in your vehicle, sprinkle a little sea salt on it.
Why do these minerals, these elements, why do they work?
The sea salt, I really think, has something to do with the Atlanteans years ago. They were the warriors, and they lived in the oceans, which is sea salt.
Yeah.
And I think that has something to do with it. The sage and the sweetgrass, Native American Indians found that out, and they knew. And I think anything that you use like that, it's experience. What's been tried and what works.
And can't you just say, please, spirit, leave. I command you.
Talk to them and you're going to give them more energy. They're never going to go.
Really?
I had a lady call me up. She says, do I have anything in my house? I said, yeah, you got a little old man sitting in like a recliner in your living room. She goes, which recliner? I love when they do that.
They're trying to trick you, aren't they?
I said, the recliner that has the beige and white striped Afghan.
Oh, then they stop, right?
It's like, oh, yeah, okay.
Oops. Yeah.
And he was such a nice little old man. And I says, oh, have the priest out or minister smudge. No, I want you to come. I said, I can't get out there for about 3 weeks. She says, that's okay. 3 weeks later, I go, come in through the kitchen. This ghost is like bouncing off of walls. I said, what did you do? She goes, oh, every day I told him, boy, you just wait till Marianne gets here. I said, oh, thanks a lot.
That's funny. I'm trying to remote view you right now. And okay. I saw right away that you were doing the show in your bedroom, but then I thought maybe the den. Am I right on either one?
Dining room table. Boy, but with all the papers piled around it, it could look like a den. So you're probably half right.
So would there is there like a sculpture in the back behind you or anything?
No.
Nothing?
In front of me there is.
There
not
is.
Behind me, yes.
Huh.
Very good.
Yeah, I'm looking from the wrong angle.
yeah, exactly.
Let's take some calls. You ready?
Oh, sure.
Let's go to first-time caller Randy in Denver, Colorado. Hey, Randy, welcome to the show.
Hey, George, Marianne.
Hi.
I was telling my cat sees things once in a while. I have a little studio apartment, and I came home one time from work, and I picked her up. I stand in the doorway of my apartment, and she looked across the hall, and her tail puffed up, and she clawed her way out of my arms and ran and hid behind the TV, and she did that one other time. And another time, I tried the ghost hunter thing with a little flashlight like the sci-fi people do. And I said, I put it on the floor, and I said, here's the light, here's how it turned on. And nothing happened. Mm-hmm. And so I forgot the timeline. It was a few days or a couple weeks later, I went to the bathroom to clean up, and I came out, and the light was on. And it was cold to touch.
Okay.
Can you see anything?
Okay, this is what you've got going on. How many families live under a common roof in your building?
Oh, it has 30 apartments in it.
So, okay.
I don't know who's here.
Apartments are like smorgasbords for ghosts. They can come in and out of everybody's apartment.
They love it.
They do. Now, here's a little trick with animals. If you have a cat or a dog and they are staring ahead of them, then that's probably an earthbound spirit. If they're looking up toward the ceiling, then it's somebody that's crossed over and is just visiting.
Do you see animal ghosts, Marianne?
I do.
Tell me about that.
Oh, my gosh. There are some great stories about animal ghosts.
Pleasant ones, I trust.
Yeah, really nice. Well, my Bichon is still with me. He's been dead now for 18 years. I can't get him to cross
over.
But
you don't see the black dog with red eyes out there, do you?
No. You know who usually see those? Truckers.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
We get a lot of those stories, too.
Right. And I've never seen one of those. But, no, there was a lady that had a German Shepherd, and dog absolutely would go berserk anytime he saw anybody, postman, UPS, anybody in the uniform. And the dog was in a chain link fence. And he would hear that truck, the UPS, FedEx truck pull in the driveway. And he would bounce against that fence. And you know that noise that when a dog bounces against the fence, barking its head off.
Yeah.
So everybody went to the front door. Well, the dog died. And so the first time the UPS guy came to the front door, she says, oh, you can go to the back door. She said, the dog died. And the guy really wasn't too sad about it. So a couple days later, UPS is banging on the front door. She says, I told you, you can come to the side door. He says, lady, I don't think you're funny. I heard that dog coming up the chain link fence. And she just looked at him like he'd been drinking. So the next morning she goes out, and the dog, if its water bowl was empty, the dog would put the bowl on one of the steps going up to this door. And it was there on the step.
That's amazing.
And then it used to like to carry big rocks around in its mouth. There was a rock on the step the next day. So she called me up. I says, oh, beautiful shepherd, a light-colored one with a dark face. She goes, that's her. She says, can you come out? And I said, yeah. So I go out there, and she says, I got the house for sale. She says, will she move with me? I said, yes. And she said, will she still go after people in uniforms? I said, yes. And she said, so what do I have to do, get an invisible fence for an invisible talk? I said, no. I says, that won't stop her this time. And she says, no, she has to go. So dogs listen really well. Mm-hmm. So I said, sit, stay. She did. I took one of her rocks, made the white light, threw it in, and she just went right in.
What do you do about grief with an animal? A friend of mine, her dog died, 19 years old, very depressed.
Oh.
What do you do about that?
It's hard. You will see them again, though. And you can see them in your dreams, too. Anytime you dream of an animal or a person, for that matter.
By the way, the dog was 19, not the friend.
Right, right. But they'll come back in dreams. And sometimes they don't leave you. Sometimes your pets are so another dog, every time that the owner got remarried, he liked to remarry a lot, he would give the new wife all kinds of grief, the dead dog.
Really?
Setting off the alarm in the middle of the night, just hiding her clothes.
He did not like it, did he?
No, no, no.
Let's go west of the Rockies.
Okay.
We'll go to Keilaw, Montana. Daryl, you're up with us. Go ahead, Daryl.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, my
good
question to you is, and hey, George, how is it? I had a chiropractic injury in 2006, and since then, I pretty much think that was all an attack on the spiritual person that I was. And my life since then has been a wreck. And medical science doesn't know how to deal with me because I'm not wired like everyone else.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes.
So, I'm just kind of curious. You know, I kind of felt like I was intentionally harmed through the possession of, let's say, a practitioner.
Okay. Well, there is negative energy around you, and that negative energy could have been put on by somebody because that's what they can do. But it can also be removed. That's not something that you have to live with.
Yes, I understand that, and I understand the principles behind it, but because of my physiological circumstances, you're going to notice my voice is going to go away in a second, and I'll have to hang up. But I can't really do what I used to be able to on a spiritual plane because it's too hard on me physically, and I need to now go. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Sure. So out he goes.
All righty then.
His voice went.
Mm-hmm.
Scary.
Mm-hmm.
Was he a ghost?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. We go to Beverly in Dayton, Ohio, east of the Rockies. Beverly, it's your turn. Hi.
Hey, good morning, George and Marianne.
Hi.
My niece passed away this last December on her 45th birthday.
Gosh.
And she and I had an agreement that whoever went first would let the other one know we were okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so the day after Christmas, mm-hmm, she turned on my clock radio, mm-hmm, blasting. Jim Morrison was singing Touch Me.
Oh, okay.
And the very first line I heard was, what was that promise that you made?
They yes gave messages to you, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm sure that was her. And I bet you dream of her too, don't you?
Well, she has appeared as a golden light.
Okay, good. Perfect.
And what I wanted to know, what is the difference between a golden light and someone that may appear in white light?
Nothing. It's just how you're perceiving it.
Okay.
As long as it's a bright, light-colored
yes
light, it's fine, whether it's light yellow, light gold, light white. I've even seen a really bright, pearly pink light. Not very often, but so it doesn't make any difference, but it's all, anything that's bright and very bright like that is excellent.
Okay, yes. And she's not only appeared to me, but to my daughter, a couple times, and she's just doing different things initially at first just to catch our attention.
Start saying to yourself before you fall asleep at night,
uh-huh,
if I dream, say whatever her first name was. If I dream of Susie, I'm going to talk to her tonight. If I dream of Susie tonight, I'm going to talk to her tonight. If you keep repeating that to yourself, the next time you actually have a dream of her, you will be able to talk to her just like we're talking right now.
Okay.
And people
sounds
don't
great
realize that you can do that, but it and and you can hug. It's a wonderful thing.
Can a person get rid of negative energy on their own? I don't mean negative spirits, but negative energy.
That is something that somebody has to do for you.
Okay.
In When Ghosts Speak, that book, the whole last chapter on that book is how to remove negative energy off of a person, place, or thing. And it's actually the workbook for my workshop, and anybody can do it. Anybody can do it, and you probably have everything you need in the house. You don't even have to go out and buy anything.
Simple enough.
It is.
Talking to truck driving, Jeff is in the state of Washington. There you go, Jeff. Welcome to the program.
Oh, good evening, George.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, long time since last time we talked, we were both doing chelation years ago.
That's right, and it worked for me. I hope for you, too.
Yes, it has. My legs have really cleared up.
Good.
Hey, I've got a question. My grandmother died several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I went to her funeral, mm-hmm. and we had to travel quite a distance, my family, to get to the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of favored my sisters and the female side, the cousins. She didn't think much of the boys.
Okay.
And as we were sitting there at the funeral, this was at the burial ground, I said in my own mind, I said, I know you didn't think much of me or Eddie, but I loved you anyway. And then all of a sudden, I got hit by a bright light. I mean, like a rainbow. And I looked at my mom and my sister. I said, did you see that? I just thought, well, no. But it really impacted me. It almost knocked me down. I'm just curious about it.
I think that you probably opened her eyes when you said that. She may not even have realized what she was doing. And I think that was just probably her way of, you know, when you tap somebody or go, oh, go on or get out or, you know, something like that. I think that's what she was doing. I don't think she just knew her strength.
Are you glad spirits come to you, Marianne?
Most days, yes.
They bother you sometimes?
No, they don't bother me. I am not a rude person, but it just takes me so long to call people back that I feel bad that it takes so long. And so it's like, gosh, if people, you know, if there weren't so many ghosts, I wouldn't be this busy. But that's okay, because I know people that call me really need the help.
Yeah, and they do. And they, you know what? They're very grateful when you do help them.
And I know. Just like I said, it's overwhelming sometimes.
You've helped a lot of our listeners. I don't know, but, you know, many times people have called this program and I refer them to you.
Yes, I realize that. They have said that, yes. Yes, and I appreciate that. And the ones that have called that you've said actually have had some serious problems.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they
definitely.
Have. I mean, and they're just, they're panicking.
Truly. And everybody that calls, it's happening to them at that particular time. And they really feel that their case is the worst case that I could possibly, it's happening to them. I have to call back right now. And that's what makes me feel bad. Because I can only be in one place at one time.
Well, that's right. Marianne's a Ghostbuster. Her website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. It's Marianne, no E, MarianneGhostbuster.com. But we make it easy for you. Just go to Coast to Coast and link it up, and there you go. Her newest book, it's called The Ice Cradle. She wrote it with Maureen Foley. It is a novel from the Ghost Files. This has to do with a story back in 1907. We'll come back and take final calls with Marianne before we go to open lines on Coast to Coast AM. Well, time for our traditional shout out and thanks for supporting Coast to Coast AM. Those of you listening to your favorite radio stations across North America, 540 affiliates now, second largest on the planet affiliates, and we're moving ahead. We're going to take over the world pretty soon, thanks to you. So thank you so much. 8 years ago, we were sitting at about 400 plus, so we have taken off like a rocket ship. Streamlink Coast Insiders, thank you so much. By the way, let me give you some of my information. You insiders on the Android apps, lots of you are interested in that. My IT folks are going to San Francisco next week. They're going to meet with the people who've been working on the Android app for us. They're not leaving until they get a definitive date. They're going to strangle them until they get that date, but we will. So it's coming along really well. It was supposed to have been done about a month and a half ago. They ran into some problems. The iPhone app was much easier for them. The Android app is a little more difficult, but they are working on that. So we're going to get that out of the way. BlackBerry will be after that, but Android we have to get. You know, Android has surpassed iPhone now in terms of the system. And so we're going to get that done for you. And by the way, some other great things coming up sometime in March. Those of you who participate in our monthly chat, we are going to debut a video audio chat, so you'll be able to see little old me on the chat. I won't see you, but you'll see me, and darn, but we're going to be doing that too, so stay tuned on that. Then the various chat rooms and groups all around this planet, my dear friends at NighthawkZone.com, hello to all of you, and thank you for just the many, many years of support. Imaginative Worlds, Into Infinity, the National Radio Club, the folks at the Fantastic Forum, Sorcery IRC, our MySpace groups, our Facebook and Twitter groups, Yahoo Chat, the Northern Kentucky Paranormal Group, great people there, Above Top Secret. How about the Hollywood Ghost Hunters? Love those guys. They were with me at the Haunted Queen Mary and the SoCal UFO Meetup Group. And, of course, in St. Louis, our buddy Greg, the cook, who's out there now, all bundled up, cooking for the masses in little old St. Louis. Thank you for supporting Coast to Coast AM. Hey, Marianne, before we take final phone calls with you, tell us some of the incredible stories when you were asked to go to funerals, what the dead person at that funeral would say to you and things like that.
A lot of times it's actually what the family wants to know. Is there money hidden anywhere? Where's the insurance policies? The newest thing in the last few years has been, and like I said before, one of my rules is it has to be an immediate family member that asked me to come. But I got so many calls over the last few years from employers saying that their employee had died unexpectedly, car accident, heart attack, whatever.
Where's his work?
What?
Where's his report he was supposed to turn in, right?
Better than that. What's the password for the computer?
Really?
Yes. Apparently, IT can come in, but it's way cheaper to have me go to the funeral.
With the password.
That's right.
That's funny.
Yes. But it's interesting because, and I don't know what these people think. I guess they think they're dead now and it's okay. But I have found out about extra children in families that shouldn't be there. And it's like, is your son going to marry that daughter or that neighbor? Then why are we going to even say anything to anybody? But it's people just say the darndest things when they're dead.
That is unbelievable. Let's go next to Clear Lake, Iowa. Jim's with us on Coast to Coast. Hey, Jim, welcome.
Hello, George. Marianne.
Hi.
Hi.
Say, Marianne, I drink more than I would. It interferes with my goals that I'm after, and I was wondering if you could see any external spirits around me that might be contributing to that, and what could I do about it if the situation does exist?
Well, actually, you do have a spirit that's very close to you, and anybody that is any kind of addiction, drinking, drugs, anything like that, it's very hard. You have really good intentions, but and you're good for a while, but it's like it just gets the best of you, and it happens all over again. And that is because you could very easily be influenced by this ghost that's in your space. And it's usually somebody that had that same problem when they were alive. So they're influencing you as a live person to keep on drinking or do drugs or whatever the problem is. They can do that very, very easily. And again, you seriously, try the priest, try a smudge stick. Start taking, instead of taking a shower, at least 3 times a week, if you can take an extra 10 minutes, take a bath instead of a shower, and put a couple tablespoons of sea salt in the water. That will actually put a barrier around you where this spirit can't get close to.
Interesting. Do you subscribe to using colored candles? Do they help at all?
They can get rid of some of the negative energy that's in a place, but not a ghost.
Okay.
That you're using that more for energy, you know, clearing out energy than you are for getting rid of an earth mouse spirit.
Next up, we go to our Skype line, Thea in Phoenix, Arizona. Hi, Thea.
Hello.
Hi. There you go.
I am happy to be talking to you. Yeah. I had a really quick question. I have been sort of sick all my life. I've struggled with some genetic issues. But on the other hand, I also feel like I've been tuned into something else all my life. And sometimes I feel like those two things coincide, and I'm not sure how that works, and I'm hoping you could help me.
You have a pretty good ability to be really tuned into, like, when people are dying or very sick or once they've died, don't you?
Seems to be negative. Always seems to be on the negative side.
Yeah, but that's the slant that you're putting on it.
Okay.
I think you probably got a pretty nice little gift, but you just don't know what or how to use it. I think you have more ability than you realize. You don't have any earthbound spirits around you, but the energy around you is really very good. So I think that if you looked at it from another angle, I think you really might be surprised.
That's important, too.
Yes, it truly is. That is probably a better gift to have because so many people want communication with their loved ones that have died.
Can you train people to see spirits like you?
No, I cannot. I wasn't taught how to do it. I just always could. I can teach how to remove the negative energy because that was taught. But I can't. But it's interesting. I will go do a house that somebody has lived in with the ghost for 5 or 6 years, get rid of the ghost. So now this couple knows what the house felt like with the ghost. Now they know how it feels without a ghost. Okay, next time they go to somebody's house that has the ghost, they get that creepy feeling. They can't see the ghost. They can't hear the ghost. They don't know where the ghost is standing. But they can pick up the energy from that ghost because they've had the experience. They will have that friend call, say, you know what, I bet you got a ghost in this house. Call Marianne. And 9 out of 10 times, they are right. And it's because it's learned. You know what it feels like when you had one. You know what it feels like when you don't.
Next up, let's go to Ontario, Canada, on the international line. Hi, Jeffrey. Go ahead.
Hello, yes. I'm a longtime listener, and I feel compelled to call. I need your help. About 8 years ago, on February 27th of 2003, my adopted sister and 4-year-old nephew were murdered in Windsor, Ontario. And we don't know what happened. We don't know who it is. The police don't know. And here it is 8 years, and we feel as though nothing's happening, and we need some answers.
Okay, what you have to do in this kind of situation, and even if you were to call me privately, the first thing I'm going to ask you is, have you or anyone in your family dreamt of your sister or your nephew?
I have, yeah. Excuse me, I'm getting all choked up.
No, don't worry about
that. That's fine. Okay, this is good. Because you have, okay. So that means that they have crossed over then. They are not earthbound.
It was just my sister that I had the dream of, but we don't have any idea who actually did it. We don't know who's responsible, and they were both murdered.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, and it's so hard. The thing is this, if you've had this dream, then you need to talk to somebody that's a medium that can talk to ones that have crossed over. I couldn't talk to her anyway if she's crossed over. This is what I'm trying to, you know, explain to you. The other thing, though, is that, and like I told the other lady, if you dream of somebody that's died, you can talk to them yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever your sister's name was, say, Sally, you know, come to me in a dream tonight. And after you get into the habit of talking to her, ask her what happened.
I've tried. I only seen her once, and it was about a week afterwards after it had happened. And I've tried asking I've actually went to the actual house, and I did my own personal investigation, not like Ghost Hunter or whatever.
Sure.
That kind of stuff. I mean, like, the real checking stuff out, looking for, like...
Seeing what you could find, right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I just, like, this is consuming. It's
Well, yeah, you get obsessed with the whole thing of it being unsolved, and I could, like I said, I can appreciate that. But on the other hand, though, too, how old was her child?
4 years old.
4 years old.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
You know what? She was, I bet you, a pretty good mom, and she would have known that it wouldn't be nice for not to go to heaven. So that's why I'm thinking that she took him to heaven, and they just went to heaven.
Okay.
And it wouldn't be fair to him to have him wander and be lost like that. So, like I said, that's what the feeling I get, but To verify that, you would really have to talk to, like, a medium. They would be able to give you more information.
Okay.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you, dear.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
All right. And, Marianne, your website, people can email you that way, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay, good. Let's go to Pueblo, Colorado. Rich, it's your turn. Good morning, Rich. Go ahead.
Good morning, George. It's an honor. Marianne, also an honor.
Thank you.
Hi.
I'm good. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I just want one question: is black shadow people the same as a ghost, or are they different spirits, different negativities? What?
Yeah,
I encountered one when I was 14.
Okay,
shadow people.
Right. When I look at an earthbound spirit, I see them exactly the way they looked when they were alive: hair color, eye color, the clothes they have on. Now, if I squinted, I could see through them. They're not solid, but that is the way I see them. Some people see them as a mist, as a little tornado, as shadow people. I think it's just another name of the way each individual person sees an earthbound spirit. And just because they're a shadow person doesn't not mean that they're bad. Not every cowboy that wore a black hat was a bad guy. There were some good guys, too. So you don't have to worry about that. Just because you're seeing it all in black does not necessarily mean that it's, you know, anything negative. But that is just the way some people see an earthbound spirit, as a shadow person.
Okay, very good. Thanks. Jeannie, Buffalo, New York. Hi, Jeannie. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Hi, Marianne. Great.
Hi.
My father passed away 9 months ago, and my mother continues to look at his picture and talk to him. She says good morning. She talks about her day, and I'm wondering if he's still earthbound or if you feel anything around that you can give me, and if he's crossed over.
Let me ask you a couple questions. Was his death expected or was it unexpected?
It was expected. He was sick. He died pretty much in her arms.
Okay. Then my guess is he has crossed over. Have you or your mom dreamt of him yet?
I've had some dreams of him. She's had some dreams of him.
And he for sure has crossed over.
Took a picture of her once, and there was a blue light by her hip.
Oh, that was probably your dad. When you get pictures that have really bright orbs in them, or the orb has a design in the middle, Those are pictures of spirits that have crossed over and are back for a visit. If the orb is blank in the middle, it's a dust particle.
Okay.
Okay? So, no, your dad's where he's supposed to be. You're actually very lucky. A lot of times, the first time you actually have a dream of somebody that's crossed over can take up to, you know, a year sometimes. So you guys are pretty lucky. You got it earlier than that.
So there's no bad energy, and it's not bad for her to talk to him?
No, it just makes her feel better.
Yes, it does.
No, that's fine. And you know what? He is probably there visiting.
Yeah, we both talk about him all the time, yeah. And we include him with everything. And
yeah, no, not a problem. That's not a problem at all.
Marian, how many spirits do you think you've encountered in your career?
Oh, my gosh.
Lots.
Yeah, I don't know. Grandma started taking me to funerals when I was 4.
And they keep coming, don't they?
Yeah.
More and more and more.
And I think they've always been that amount, but I think people aren't afraid to talk about it anymore. People are more aware of their surroundings. You know, 15 years ago, if you told somebody a story about a ghost, they'd put you in a cookie factory.
Yeah, they would.
Now you tell somebody about a ghost, and they'll go, really? And you tell them, and then they've got 2 better stories than you. So, you know, and the other thing that's interesting, and I'm sure it's because of stations like yours and your work, but 10, 15 years ago, if I gave a lecture, 99% of the audience was women. Oh, one man there, the wife.
It's about 50-50 now, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And the guys ask better questions than the women sometimes. So, yeah, it's amazing the way things turn out.
Except on this show, we get great questions from all of them.
You sure do.
Marianne, we're running out of time. The Ice Cradle, where do you get the book?
Every bookstore, Amazon, everywhere. My website, you can go anywhere and find it.
Did you have fun with this one?
I did.
Is it going to be a movie?
Could be some talks going on.
Option it?
Maybe.
You know people.
I know people.
Any more TV?
Not for a while.
Okay.
Take a break on that.
All right. You and James Van Praagh and the rest, you'll come back.
We will.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Marianne Winkowski, her book, The Ice Cradle, her website, MarianneGhostbuster.com. She's linked up at CoastToCoastAM.com. When I come back in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM, we will begin Open Lines, a special hotline. I'll tell you about that when I come right back on Coast to Coast AM.